With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The historic summit is just days away. At a news conference, President Trump says he wants to hear Vladimir Putin's ideas for ending the war in Ukraine when they meet this week.
I'm going to meet with President Putin, and we're going to see what he has in mind. And if it's a fair deal, I'll reveal it to the European Union leaders and to the NATO leaders and also to President Zelensky. I think out of respect, I'll call him first. And then I'll call them after. And I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting. Or I may say, we can make a deal.
The two will meet in Alaska. It does not appear at this time the Ukrainian president will be included in that initial meeting. President Trump placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Concerned about crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, the president signed executive orders giving himself authority to crack down on crime in D.C.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He announced that his administration is taking over the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying hundreds of National Guard troops. While crime is a problem in the district, like in many U.S. cities, homicide rates here have been falling since 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
That explosion at a U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh has left one dead and dozens injured or trapped under rubble, with emergency workers on site still trying to rescue them. It happened at the Clairton Coke Works in Allegheny County. Texas Republicans reconvened the state legislature in the last hour to vote on redrawing congressional maps. No quorum was reached as Democrats remain missing in Austin. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow dropping 170 points. The NASDAQ down 9. This is SRN News. There's an effort to open a Jewish high school in Chicago. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The city has had a vibrant Jewish community for decades, but lately anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head, sending a chill breeze through the Midway. In fact, Chicago does not have a Jewish high school within city limits, but a group of parents plan to have one by 2027. There's a building under contract, and the local Jewish Federation is on board. Meanwhile, city officials are investigating the public schools for facilitating pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898, but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing war has resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues. This is SRN News. Australia will recognize a Palestinian state, a move which aligns with recent signals from leaders in France, Britain, and Canada.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia couldn't keep waiting for the end of a peace process that's ground to a halt before recognizing a Palestinian state.
So last April, our government started a conversation with the Australian people about changing Australia's approach. We made clear we would recognize Palestine when it would best contribute momentum to peace. September is that time.
Wong adds, it's been more than 77 years since the world promised a Palestinian state, knowing that there cannot be lasting peace for both peoples without a two-state solution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A heat wave has gripped parts of Europe. The extreme heat has increased the risk of wildfires, particularly in regions like Hungary and Bulgaria. The heat wave expected to last all week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.